CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI2. CMN Network, VHF. CMN Network, MI2. MI2 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI2.
An 8-ERL test.
CMN Network, VHF.
An 8-ERL test.
CMN Network, MI2.
KC8ELQ testing.
MI2 Network.
This is WAFFR. You are unreadable, just a bunch of static.
Roger, I'm on Echolink right now. You probably maybe not heard me on this version, but I'm using my Baofeng handheld, and I'm trying to, normally it works, but there's something wrong with the push-to-talk on it, and it's cutting, like, in and out.
Well, I can hear you now. Whatever you did, you fixed it. And if I'm not mistaken, is it your call sign KFA-SQM?
Foxtrot 2 back to November, yeah. I'm using Echolink right now.
Okay, because now you're coming in clear. I'm on my handheld in my living room, about a couple miles away from the Flint repeater on top of the hospital there. But I'm hearing you now. Maybe a little bit of background static, but you did fix the issue.
Yeah, Roger. I was using my dial thing, that handheld, connected to the WSLP repeater, and that's that static you heard. I heard the tail end of my call sign, and that was very crisp, but something wrong with that push of the talk, or I needed to factory reset it, because my radio will do that sometimes. But yeah, I'm on Echolink right now, so that's why you hear me so good.
Say again, what city is your QTH, and what machine are you coming in on?
I don't know what a GPH is, but if you're referring to, like, my city, it's Emily City, and I'm hitting the W8LEP repeater up in Lapeer.
Do you always happen to have attended a Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association meeting within the last 48 hours, would you?
I was there last night. I was wearing a gray hoodie. I had my call sign on it.
That's what I thought. As soon as I heard your voice and the fact you're using Echolink from Emily State, I kind of put two and two together. I was there as well. This is Whiskey from Foxtrot Romeo. And, yeah, you are coming in. Using Echolink is coming in very clear. I don't know if you, that other system you were using, but it was just all static.
Yup, that was my bow ping. I love bow ping. It's just sometimes the radios, especially the analog ones from my experience, I've had this one for about 3 years now, and it's slowly breaking down. I'm getting a QRZ1 from QRZ. And that's a 5 watts, a nice one. But the one I have is pushes like 10 watts. But yeah, it's got to be something wrong with the push to talk because even when I hold it down, it just cuts out like that. And normally it never does that.
And then again, that's welcome to the world of entry level radio. Doesn't surprise me something like that, but at least it transmits. And I guess that's what really matters, but how am I coming in? I'm running on my U2 FT65 with a Diamond SRJ77 antenna. And I'm in my living room hitting the DOS 3.8 machine on top of, I believe it's either McLaren or Hurley Hospital in Flint, one of the two.
You're coming in. I can hear your voice. You're pretty quiet on here. I'm going to throw it all the way up. I would say it's like 80% you and 20% static. But don't mind me asking, at the meeting, what were you wearing last night? Because I can't remember any names.
I was wearing all that dressed-up clothing, and that was the guy with the A2 FC4X I was trying to sell, and still trying to sell.
I knew I recognized you by your voice. Yeah, is that Yezu? Is that where you're talking with me right now, if I'm correct?
Affirmative. I'm running a FC65, and I have an FC4, and all my handhelds are Yaesu. I really like Yaesu. I haven't had any problems with them. And I bought a speaker attachment and a better antenna to enter into my room. And I can hit the repeater from my living room in my house, so I'm very satisfied.
Roger, I'm looking to get how to pronounce it, but next meeting, maybe, if you still have it. I might try it, because, like, how many watts does it push? And is it, like, how many watts for it?
Go ahead, say that again, K-F-F-Q-N, this is W-A-F-F-R. There was just a bombardment of static on the repeater, and I didn't hear anything you said.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a W-A-F-P-A repeater. Very annoying sometimes, that stupid repeater on the show keeps on going, but, Oh, maybe I'm looking, I have enough money, I'm looking to buy it off of you, we'll see though, next meeting, if you can, but I was asking, how many watts does it push, or like, what's, you know what I mean, and like, does it come with an antenna, the upgraded one you bought?
It pushes, I believe it's 10, I gotta double check the settings on it. I literally have it in front of me right now. I'm pulling up the manual. I think it's 10 watts max. I gotta double check, but unfortunately, I do not have the upgraded antenna because I actually lost that like a year ago. And the one I'm using on my FT65 is another one I had to buy because I lost my first one. And like I said at the meeting, this radio used to be the radio I kept in my car, but when I bought my stick shift, I learned real quick I can't exactly use a radio and shift gears and steer my car all at the same time, so I do have to part with it.
Well, that's sad. Yeah, I remember you talking to us about it, I believe. But maybe if you just turn on your Vox stuff, it has it on there, put a mic right next to your mouth, and then you can steer and shift at the same time. But, yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about Yeezy and stuff, and the quality of the radios and stuff. So yeah, I'll see if I can buy it from you.
And my bad, it's 5 watts max on high power, same as this one. But with the upgraded antenna that I have, again, it's Diamond Antenna SRJ77. CA, I'm hitting a repeater 5 to 6 miles away. Granted, it's on top of a hospital, but I'm in my living room in Flint, and I'm hitting the repeater no problem. So it's a good radio. You will hit the repeater, at least in my instance, with that antenna from a living room. So it's a good little radio, and they're expensive. But I also have the external mic for it, too. And unfortunately, I'm trying to find where the power supply is because I have the charging cradle, but I'm trying to find where the cable is. But if I can't find that, those are only at like Walmart or something.
Yeah, the repeater is not on the top of a hospital, so I don't know why you keep saying it's on top of a hospital. It's on top of a tall tree, but it's not on top of a hospital. W8CMM.
CMN Network.
Appreciate the feedback. That's my bad. I wasn't 100% sure where that antenna, where it actually was. I just know it's near that area, and I can hit it from my living room. But I do appreciate that feedback. W-A-F-F-R.
K-F-A-S-Q-N. I still want to double W-A-C-M-N. So the external mic needs a power supply, from what I'm hearing. I'm probably wrong, because I was never heard of a external mic that needs a power supply. But, yeah, I'm looking to get a Anytone 778. I believe I talked with somebody else before that got it. Maybe it was you, I don't know. And, I was studying the coaxial cable, so I got a low drop one, or one in the car at least for my birthday. And I want to mount a base antenna up on my roof. And then that's really it. For my, like, intermediate setup, you could say.
Yeah, I used to have a base when I was at my parents' house. I had a little antenna that I tied to a tree. I put the antenna on a pole and tied the pole to the tree because I didn't have any way to get it up on the roof. And it worked. I was running I can't remember which one it was. I was running one of Yaesu's 2-meter mobile radios. And I was able to get pretty far with it till the horses that my sister owned kicked the antenna over. And then I moved out of my parents' house. And now I still haven't put it back up because I'm in a rental and I'm about to move out of this house. So we'll see if I can get it up in the next one. But yeah, but the radio's still available, and it's only that thing that plugs into the wall and plugs into the charging cradle. I can't remember for the life of me what it's called.
Roger, still, but my thing is, probably everybody's, you can never have too many radios, or too many handhelds, in that matter. Handhelds, I cannot talk today. I got about 3 handhelds for all my radios. I use that bell thing a lot for actual, like, ham radio contacts, you could say. But I have 2 radio oddity, 2-way radios that I managed to tap into on my bell thing. But yeah, if I have enough money for it, I'm looking forward to getting that if I do. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, like I said, it's a good little radio. It was actually my first radio I bought. And I've had it. It's never given me any issues. It's just, like I said, with a different vehicle, and the fact I am a little strapped for gas right now, and I still got to put up my 10-meter. I still got to put my 10-meter radio up, because I have one. I just got to get the antenna for it. Then I can put it up. So I'm going to kind of switch gears on that. And, yeah, one of my ham friends gave me the FT-65 I'm using, and I'm really appreciative of it, and I love the radio. No, all I've ran was J2, and I've never ran into a problem.
Yeah, Roger, like what I said, the audio quality is very nice on that radio. And I'm getting you at a 5.9 now. There's a little bit of static occasionally, but normally you're all clear. KFA FQ on Friday.
With Jake, Foxtrot, Romeo, Variety, that's where I cause I'm walking around my house, because I'm also kind of testing where I can kind of sit and stand and see where I can get into the repeater app, because, like I said, I'm inside. So, and there are trees around me. Granted, it's wintertime, but there are trees around me, so I still like to keep reevaluating where I can get the best coverage and the best ability to hit the repeater from inside my house.
Roger, yeah. Well, that's kind of what I did. I wanted to set up my shack, you can say, in my room. I mean, I'm in my room right now. I'm looking to get a L-shaped desk for my shack, but right now I'm using a collapsible table. But right here, thankfully, is a perfect spot, even though I'm right next to an aquarium, so that RF interference. But from what I've been doing, contacting that repeater, WALEP1, it's a hot spot, my window, so, and it's a window, so you could, like, you know, attach any antennas outdoors. But yeah, I mean, it's smart touching out hot spots, you always want to do that.
Obviously, stopping lazy and put the antenna up like I should. But like I said, I'm moving out of this house to the other side of Flint at the end of this month. So hopefully the house I move into, if it's a rental, I'm more limited. But if I actually can take the funds to buy a house, then the sky's the limit. I'll friggin' throw the 30-foot antenna tower on top of the roof and stick my antenna on top of that. So we'll see what happens. But this is WAFFR. Are there any other stations out there that may want to chime in? Go ahead.
TFAFQN, well, so you're in Flint. What made you go to the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Club? What makes you drive all the way down here?
Because I used to grow up just south of Lapeer. That's where my parents are. And, that's where I grew up. So I only moved out a year ago. So I spent most of my life over in Lapeer, so obviously joint clubs and all that. And it's only a 25-minute drive from my house to get to Lapeer, so it's not too bad. And I really love my car, so I don't mind driving it. And what's also nice, too, is my mother can have dinner that I can bring home, so I don't have to make anything myself. So it's nice. I'm close enough to everything and my family, but yet I'm over here off on my own. So, yeah, I grew up here.
Roger, I was kind of guessing that. I just wanted to ask. But, I mean, yeah, it's cool. I kind of figured you grew up around... I cannot talk today at all. Grew up around here. Do you normally go to the meetings every month?
I went MIA for about 3 months between work and just life and all that. So I didn't go to December, November, December, or January. But before that, I basically went to all of them. But usually in the summer, I'm working 60 hours, so it runs. It's very tight, if I make it or not. Thankfully, because it's at 7:30, I am usually able to make it. But yeah, just the last couple months, I haven't been able to. So this was my first one of the year that I got to make.
Roger, well, I'm glad I got to meet you and everybody else. It's a pleasure meeting everybody, but, so you work 60 hours? That's crazy. Well, I'm going to say good for you. You probably don't like it, but I'm just going to say, yeah, good job. Very good job, actually.
Yeah, but it allows me to live on my own, and it also pays for radio equipment. So I can't have radio equipment without money, so I kind of have to put in the hours. But, no, it's nice being off on my own and all that. And also, too, it's really nice I can still talk on the radio without having to do too much of a equipment upgrade. And I'm close enough to the repeater where I can hit it, and that made me really happy. I'm just hoping when I move that I'm still close enough to hit it without having to put up an external antenna. I will, but it's always nice to know that I can just grab my handheld and not have to be confined to one room to be able to talk.
Roger, yeah, I get it. I cannot talk today. Jeez, I get it. Well, how did you like the presentation last night about the packet radios, I believe, because I don't know about me, but I enjoyed it a lot, but some parts about, like, the commands didn't confuse me. It was that one TNC TNCs confused me.
Yeah, there's still some parts of packet radio I don't understand, but it was a whole... if I had the money, I would consider getting into it, but, yeah, I kind of don't have that. But no, it was good to learn, because I've been wanting to learn more about packet radio, and just the fact that I can send messages completely independent of the internet and my phone, this is why I love radio. I've always been a radio nerd my entire life, and it's like, this is a really cool form of communication, and the sky's the limit with this hobby. It really is.
Roger, yeah, I liked his setup a lot, too. He had a very nice radio setup there, that portable, I believe. It almost looks like some sort of thing you would do for POTA, but it's not. But speaking of POTA, I've never done it, but I want to go to the park up in Metamora to do some with my handheld. It's nothing like HS though, but I'm just thinking about using my handheld. But then again, I could use that any tone. 778 plugged in my car, so. Have you done any POTA before? KFA-FQN for ID.
Negative. We're usually so busy at work that I cannot make it. Because, especially in the summer, I'm usually working Monday through Saturday. Like 10 hours a day. So, I cannot make it half the time. I want to. I've made field day a couple times. It's hard for me to make stuff when I'm working as much as I do, so. Well, I'm still setting up a mobile rig, actually in my drawer here, to see what type it is. I have a 10-meter radio. It's just sitting here because I don't have an antenna yet. But I have a little 10-meter that I'm going to be putting up here soon. Want to get my general, but I don't have the time. I really don't have the time to go out and get it. This is WAFFR station ID.
Roger, yeah, what kind of, HF radio do you have? Is it just strictly 10 meters, or is it, I don't know about you, but I want to get the, I get kind of more invested in this hobby. I want to get the, G90s because of the antenna to it, the tuner on it, and, already, like, installed, Morse code, bugged. But, so you and I, I'm assuming the same class technicians, but I have it all the time in the world, so you have an excuse, but I have no excuses, but I want to get my generals to do some FT8, on remote ham radio.
Yeah, I want my generals so bad, but again, I got you, I'll find time, I'll figure out some way how to do it. But it's kind of low on the priority list, and at least 10-meter, I can use that. So, and the brand of mine is a Striker. They actually make a lot of CDs. So I found one that's strictly 10-meter only, and I'll just run with it. I got power supply, I got the radio. Again, I just need to get the antenna, and then find a spot to put the antenna up. So that's kind of in the works right now, but we'll figure it out. It's all about creativity. And hopefully I'll be able to actually buy the house I'm going to move into. So that would offer me a lot of freedom, but we'll see. We'll see, but yeah, it was good talking with you, though. I do got to get some stuff done. So, Silly Calls again. This is WAFFR. I'm sending 7-3, and I am clear on your final.
Roger, well, I had a very nice time talking to you. It was a pleasure talking to you again, for that matter. And, well, I wish you well for ham radio and for life in general. And I hope all that house stuff does good. And, again, pleasure talking to you. You have a good rest of your, what would you say, evening now. You made me, I'm on ham study right now, studying for my general. So you made me slack anymore. But this is KFA-FQN 73 and clear.
This is the CMN Network, MI2.
Well, look at us.
K8RBN, this is K9ETU. K8RBN, this is K9ETU. KE8RBN, this is KE9ETU. KE8RBN. This is KE9ETU.
CMN Network, VHF.
This is KFA-FQN listening.
This is NAWCD. Good evening to you. Well, you're doing back-to-back this week, and you're going home to a warm house there. How's things going today?
Oh, it's going great. Now that I'm off, it was a rough day today. It was busy. It was busy, and we were staffed miserably, but that's okay. We made it work, and like you said, we're going home to a warm house. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Glad for you in that way. Definitely a long winter make you do with what you've had. But those days are hard when you don't have enough people on the road. And you got to make it work. And it's a good feeling to get out the door and, like you say, you've got the back-to-backs this week, but, hey, you got the weekend off, so you can't beat that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm excited. My partner took tomorrow off, so it'll be interesting tomorrow, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yes, we have the weekend off, so... It's good. How was your day today?
Pretty good, not bad. Just having a little bit of sinuses, but just doing the usual household things, washing, groceries came in, did a little bit of updating on my on the tent radio and the bowel things there, got on Chirp and made a couple updates, and I think they'll work out pretty good. But other than that, we're doing okay.
All right, good. Getting a new computer too, or did you, are you going to wait on that?
Mom got her computer. That was the main one. I'm probably going to wait. Taxes are supposed to be coming back at the end of the month. We'll have to see how things are going. I can run my computer either out of, like next to the gateway router, or I can fix up a hotspot next to it with the old phone. So either or, I'm doing all right. Fumbling along with it, but hopefully by the end of the month, next month, we'll be looking at another computer, I think.
Yeah, cool. Good. Yeah, I ended up, we ended up getting our state taxes yesterday. So I ended up buying a new computer, a new laptop for myself. Ended up getting an HP like Mom there, and so getting it all configured and everything downloaded that I need to get downloaded into it yesterday and this morning, so that'll be good.
Yeah, you definitely need it there with all the, the work that you're doing and, just every day stuff, but definitely in your role right now, I need a dependable computer, so I'm glad. I'm glad for you in that way. We haven't done too bad on Hewlett-Packard computers. I've had mine about,
think it's about 11 years. They've stood up that old Windows 7 downstairs. That's been around probably about as long as we've been in this house. So it's still doing pretty good. So hopefully it'll give you good service there. Yeah, I hope so. It's got a lot of memory and a lot of RAM, so that's what matters there. I'm excited about it. It's been good so far. Yesterday I was originally going to pick it up, and it was before state taxes came in, and Leo's like, well, hold off a little bit. We'll see if we can state taxes in, and then state taxes came in, and went out to BJ's and bought it.
I'm glad for you that way. Like you say, that way, you know, you have to catch it up on stuff, new computer, get some things repaired and taken care of there. It's, like you say, it's kind of hard. Those taxes coming back are definitely helpful. I agree. I'm looking forward to ours at the end of the month kind of coming back.
Yep, it'll be good. So, you know, we got the furnace fixed today. It was the part that we just recently got. The guy that's been working on it came over and put it in, and it fired right up. So, thankfully we have heat now, and we don't have to worry about running the mini heaters.
NAWCB, yes, they have been relieved of their duties there. Unless we need a specific warm-up of an area, it sounds like you're good to go. I'm thanking God for that. So you got your hot water heater going, and heat is going, and hopefully that will, when you flip on the air conditioner in the spring, hopefully that will fire up as well.
Yeah, I hope so. So I'm looking forward to that. It'll help out definitely. So that's definitely a good repair there, and get that all figured out. And now we're good to go. So kind of wait until taxes come in and pay off the bills, and we'll be good.
Agreed on that one. I'm glad. Like I say, you said that, and it's like, man, that's a sigh of relief. That is something that I'm a little concerned about for you guys, but I knew the Lord would provide a means there for you. I'm glad. I'm glad how that has worked out for you. So that's great. Happy for you, definitely.
Break.
Go ahead, break.
KE8LAX. I'm on the HT, so I'm probably not going to be in very long. I was just curious if you could give me a call when you get home, Dave. That's all I got. KE8LAX. I'll be clear.
Yeah, Dean, I can do that. I'm about, I think, 23 scratches, so... not too far off, but yeah, I can do that. But so we're working towards getting things kind of paid off, and gonna do a couple things here with the car. But it's good.
CMN Network, MI2.
NAWCB, hey, 73 is there. Dean, I hope you have a good evening there. Thought I'd just say hi there. I'm glad for you in that way, David. And like I say, I guess we can go through these seasons
loss of life like that. It's kind of been like that here a little bit. You know, a couple of things, some nagging things. You know, whether it's a muffler or soft system or a toilet flapper or computers that are on, you know, kind of showing their age or behind the times. I guess we go through those things and we just kind of muddle along, and we're grateful when we're able to fix them or replace them there. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have the extra, you know, with the refund and stuff like that. We try to get it to where we have the refund, and you know, with the help staff, you know, with the kids, you know, the return for the kids. But it's good, it's a good thing to have, and you know, we've made a couple updates. We had to replace the sink drain in the house, because it was leaking, and ended up doing that with a little bit of money. And, we're also getting the pantry for the kitchen, so Leo's excited about that. That's coming here Saturday, so I'm gonna have to put together, but that's a mess.
NAWCB, well, that's good. Like you say, wow, you've had some things kind of break down there. That's for sure. Yeah, we had to, we got to a place with the side to the garage door. I found it open. I'm like, kind of a crack, and it wasn't locking, and lined up there. So I had to readjust it and line that back up. Figured it was the cold weather. I'll tell you, this cold weather has just been been havoc, and I'm just kind of glad to, at least for the foreseeable future, not seeing any single digits. I'm definitely happy about that.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm happy about it too. I'm ready for summer. And, you know, it's not been a horrible winter. It's really not. I mean, we've had worse winters before, but I'll tell you this. The days that it has been cold, it's been cold.
Agreed on that one. Yeah, I'm with you. It's been a rough winter, but wow, there's been lots more snow in years past, a lot colder. We've had ice storms, we've had feet of snow or double-digit inches of snow, and, you know, it's just these little you know, everyday type of thing. You know, it kind of gets kind of frustrating, and like you say, that it's gotten, you know, just these single digits, and it's like, man, I agree with you. I'm ready for some warm there, ready for spring.
Yeah, hey, speaking of spring, do you see that Verlander signed a one-year contract?
I did. Wow. I tell you, the Tigers are definitely serious about pitching. Quality reliever in Jensen, and a couple of good pickups there. Like I say, Verlander included. I know Reese Olson and Jack Jobe are out for the year, but at least the Tigers are starting out well. And like I say, they're serious about pitching, and hopefully be a good year for them. We'll definitely see what happens. But that's a good sign of the spring, too.
Yeah. Looking forward to baseball. We'll get some games and stuff like that. So, okay, you guys.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I agree with you. Kind of missing hockey there with the Olympics. I really haven't turned it on. Kind of eager to see how the Wings will finish out the season.
whether the brake will do them good or whether it'll backfire. But we'll see how it goes. Hopefully they'll finish strong and get into the playoffs this year. I hope so. I hope they go far. Between them and the Pistons, they've been pretty red hot this year, so hopefully they keep it going. Yeah, we've had kind of a drop there with their sports teams, and it's time to step up, get back into the playoffs. I haven't even followed the Pistons, and kind of glanced and it's like, wow, it sounds like they're doing pretty good. But it's good. I'm glad to see, and it's good for the area here and good for the teams and business and that. And hopefully, it'll be an upward swing here for our sports teams here in Detroit.
Fingers crossed. Keep it going, and maybe the Tigers will do something this year. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, definitely. I hope it's a good year for baseball. It's a long season, and, it's just persevering and working together as a team. Everybody's got to carry the load, and he's got to step up there. So, yeah, we'll see what this year brings for them.
Yeah, for sure. Looking forward to it. Hopefully, get to go to a couple of games. That's my thought. Hopefully, get some tickets to a Tigers game or something like that. It's been a little bit since we've been to a game.
NAWCB, yes. Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a couple of years for you guys. You guys have been going. Like I say, I know your employer usually gets tickets there, or you guys go some way or another. Like I say, hopefully things will work out, especially, if it's a good season. Always like to win. You want to root for them. Any time, but hey, it's exciting. I still remember that '84 year when the Tigers won the World Series that year. So who knows? But maybe you'll be able to get some tickets and catch a game.
Yeah, definitely. That would be good. For sure. Well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and unwind, relax, and just need a call. But enjoy your evening. Good conversation on the way north, and hopefully you guys have a good night.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I was back at it tomorrow there. Finish off the week. Hope you get some rest tonight and have a good day tomorrow there. But good talking with you. Enjoyed the conversation. Thanks for the ride along. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the District 2 net is on the GM at 7. So we'll be looking forward to that as well. But anyway, head on in. Warm up a little bit. And tell the family hello. And we'll talk to you down the page. 73 and 88. You and the family, tell everyone hello. K8YNU, and this is AWCV. We will be clear.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to Mom. K8YNU, clear.
MIQ Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI2. CMN Network, VHF.
RBN, this is KE9ECU. Do you hear me? KE8RBN, please try again. Heard a little static that time. KE8RBN, this is KE9ETU. Can you hear me? KE8RBN, this is KE9ETU.
KC8ELU, testing.
KE8RBN. Do you read me? This is KE. Oops, I said your call number. Yeah, KE. This is KE9ETU. Kind of hope you didn't hear that one.
CMN Network, MI2.
This is KE9ETU. KE9ETU. You read me? KE8RBN, this is KE9ETU. You copy? KE8RBN, this is KE9ETU. You copy? KE8RBN, this is KE9ETU.
MIT Network.
This is Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. Any WET, are you around tonight? How about it, Wedge?
CMN Network.
Nothing heard. Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. Yeah, payday while.